You're listening to the 274th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're going back to the Sefer Bitach Bashem, and we are going to look at the Shita of the Chazon Ish, try to understand what he says, understand, of course, that there are different opinions, what one can have Bitachon about, what one cannot have Bitachon about. He says like this, Ach kevan shezo rak efsharas hatzala. The Chazon Ish understands that when it comes to Bitachon, his shita is that you can't say that for sure Hashem is going to give me whatever I want, that the outcome is going to be the way I would like it to be, which the Madrigas Adam, the Altar of Navarra calls you can. Chazon Ish calls you can't. But what he does say is that a person has to believe that it's possible that Hashem will save him. There's no foregone conclusions. At least that. So, since it's only a possibility, says the Sefer Bitach Bashem, Yeshnev Sharis Shu Lo Yinotzel. There's still a possibility that the person will not be saved. Harev Sharis Ayatzel Tigrun Le Pachad. So now we're stuck in a quandary, because if a person doesn't have a guarantee, let's say, that things are going to be good in the end, where things are going to be openly good, I would say, even better. So, a person will be afraid. So, if it's possible that something negative will happen, as the Chazon Ish understands it, so, where does Bitachon come in? I can't have Bitachon that it's going to be good. It might end up being bad. Just knowing that there's a possibility of good things happening is not enough. The Chazon Ish therefore writes, "Shebishah kosh alazo," that in a difficult situation like this one, where he doesn't know what's going to be, and it looks like there may be a negative outcome, al batech b'Hashem, the one who trusts in Hashem should behave as follows. This is a quote: "Lahashreis bekir bayas emes hayaduya, hayadua," to make himself bring to his awareness the truth that he knows, ki ein kan lefanav shum pegara miyad hamikra, that nothing that happens in reality is happenstance. Rak hakol me'ita yisborach bein l'tov u'bein l'mutov. Everything is from Hashem, whether it's good or it's negative. This is an important distinction. I know that in the Western world, and especially in the Christian world, so there are separate worlds, there are separate rishuyos. There's a belief that anything that's negative comes from the Satan, and anything that's good comes from God. But that is not the Jewish belief. That is not our belief. We believe that every single thing that occurs in life, whether it's good or it looks like it's bad on the surface, everything is from Hashem. Everything is from God. So, what is the advantage of that understanding? The advantage of that understanding is I know that it's not happenstance. It's not just capriciousness. Hashem is not a capricious God who decides one day that he is going to inflict some difficulties upon somebody. Kolaymar, emuna bashkacha pratis. I need to have faith. I need to know that anything that happens in my life, whether it's good or whether it's on the surface negative, is divinely ordained. It's Hashem is intimately involved with my life individually. Ach loy kol hamamin bashkacha pratis nikra b'tech b'Hashem. But anyone who believes in divine providence is not necessarily called someone who trusts in Hashem. Ella, and here's a quote again, Asher shoreh shemunasei mafiga pachdasei. What this type of emuna, this type of faith, affords a person is, I don't need to be afraid. I don't have the same level of fear. I can believe that although the outcome may not be the way I wish it to be, but it could be the way I wish it to be, number one. Hashem is not inclined to do bad. It's easy to look at it in the world, especially if you read the news, and think that everything is terrible. that there's only negativity in the world, that death is stronger than life, that darkness is stronger than light. But emuna and bitachon, the way the Chazon Ish understands it, is trusting strongly that there is divine providence, and that removes the fear. That removes the fear. Whatever happens to me is from Hashem, and darkness is not stronger than light. Bad is not stronger than good. So, but the obvious question is, how does that get rid of my fear? Because it could be anything, right? Hashem could decide today to do good and tomorrow to do chas v'shalom not good. So how does that take away my fear? So in order to understand, so we need to bring a statement from Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, the Mashgiach of the Mir, who said, when a person is fearful, it's hard for a person to trust. Let's say someone's going over a great river. He's on a very narrow bridge. It's very hard to be confident that you're not going to fall off this narrow bridge. Imagine there's no guardrails. But there's a difference if he decides, you know what? It's okay with me if I fall. If that's Hashem's will that I'm going to fall, then it changes the whole equation as lo yira. If that's Hashem's will that I fall, so then I'm not afraid of falling anymore. It's much easier. It's almost like a psychological game, call it. I'm not afraid to fall. If I'm not afraid of the outcome, the negative outcome, so then I have an easier time not ending up in the negative outcome. That's what Rabbi Yeruchim says. If a person honestly says, you know what, if that's Hashem's will, that I experience a downer, if that's Hashem's will, that I don't have the money to pay my bills today, or tomorrow, or the next day. If that's Hashem's will, that the circumstance that I wish to happen doesn't happen, if things don't go my way, if that's okay, then that changes everything. Ki ein kan, and this again is a quote, ki ein kan lefanav shum pegara miyad hamikra. If I believe that there's no such thing as happenstance, there's no capriciousness, everything is from Hashem, whether for good or for not so good. So he's not afraid of evil. But besides that, additionally, when I believed in Hashgacha Pratis, when I believe that everything is divinely ordained, so now I step out of the fear. It's almost like, as we described previously, when I'm afraid of negative outcomes, so then I draw those outcomes to myself. If I'm always looking at the negative possibility, so then I actually can bring that about. But the moment that I say, you know what, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm okay with that too. It's easier for me to now believe. I'm not trying to fight the negative outcome, so it's easier for me to believe in a positive outcome. It gives me the strength. It gives me the courage to believe in the possibility of being saved. In the aspect of doing good. Sumera, turn away from bad, which means turn away from the fear of evil, and do good, believe in good. Believe that that's a possibility. Since everything is from Hashem, there's nothing holding back Hashem from saving the person. Because of a Chazon Ish Zatzal, that this aspect is called the Midah Bitachon. So Bitachon means letting go of my need for things to be the way I think it should be. That's what comes out, according to the Chazon Ish. Lanius Daiti, says Rav David Rosen here, but to say B'tach Hashem, as far as I understand, she does Oshel HaChazonish as a tzal. This opinion of the Chazonish, the Gavi B'tach Hashem, Matima B'diuk L'shitas Rabbeinu Yoina. This precisely corresponds to the understanding of Rabbeinu Yoina, who was a Rishon. Shemazik HaKam Abom Yisrael Shel Techelas HaTzulim Minu B'tachon. Rabbeinu Yoina, which I believe we learned it together a few years ago, but he says that there's something called tochelas atzula min habitachon, which means there is hope that results that's an offshoot of my habitachon. Perusha shel mishpat zehu. What does it mean? What does this sentence mean? What is the concept of hope that's an offshoot of habitachon, of faith? Shatzipia v'atikva noivim habitachon. The fact that I can hope for a good outcome comes from bitachon. It's an offshoot. For example, a person is in a time of danger. So then, bitachon means I'm absolutely certain that Hashem can save me. Can save me. So if He can save me, I can hope that He will. That's what's going to be the result. I can hope. Hashem Yeshua, I say. And Hashem will save him. This is the Rabbeinu Yoina's language. The concept of bitachon requires a person to know in his heart that everything is in the hands of heaven. Hashem can change nature. Hashem created nature, so he can do something supernatural. And you can change a person's mazel, right? You know, a person sees in their life that there's certain things that always happen. There are certain cycles, there's certain times, there's certain things that happen a lot in a person's life. And we call that mazel. The way that a person's life unfolds, the patterns that repeat themselves, maybe our midas reis, our character deficiencies that play out all the time, but a person has a certain mazel, a certain way that things roll in their life. And at a certain point, you start to see that. But Hashem can change that. Hashem is above mazel. Hashem is higher than that. Hashem can change nature. Hashem can change a person's mazel. There's nothing that stops Hashem from saving a person with a lot or a little. The gum, in other words, it looks like there's a lot of room for salvation or only a very small chance of salvation. Gam kitzar kraiva. And even when the difficulties seem like they're more likely, Yeshua Sekrei V'Lavoi, Hashem's salvation is also close. It's not more distant. There's no lack of plans from Hashem to save the person. The person should trust in Hashem at every difficult point and every dark situation. You should know in truth, ki hu rav leishim chol tzar, Hashem can abundantly save in any situation. Shavas agarifayim. His salvation can come in the blink of an eye. Okay, nikav leishavas agam imacher v'nachaz al tzavar ha'adam. Person should therefore trust in Hashem. Trust that there's a possibility of salvation even in the most difficult situation, even if the sword is on his neck. Like the Pasuk says in Iyov, Heik Delaney Loi Ayachel. Even if they're about to kill me, to him, Loi here means is with a vav, to him I will hope. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that is the hope that comes out of Bitachon. It's an offshoot of Bitachon. We see that Chazanish and the Rabbeinu Yoina seem to be along the same lines. So that we shouldn't make a mistake and think that although hope is an offshoot of Bitachon, ach ein hi nikres Bitachon, right? Hope doesn't mean I'm sure. Doesn't mean I'm sure that the good is going to happen. It means I hope that there's hope. There's a chance of something good happening. But don't think, he says, that it's not considered bitachon, or she nikreis bitachon mezuyuf, or that it would be referred to as false bitachon, like the first opinion which we quoted 2 weeks ago. Amar lanu Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, Amar techelis nikre bitachon, that this hope, which is an offshoot of bitachon, is also called bitachon, because it is an offshoot, right? If you have a branch of a tree, it's a piece of the tree. Who is attached to all life? They have bitachon. Perish. This means to say that there is always an opportunity for a person to change his ways. So, as we did talk about 2 weeks ago, according to Chazon Ish, the person's merits are that which bring about a positive or negative outcome in their life. So if a person is doing what's right, so then that brings about a positive outcome. So there's always space for me, let's say, to do tshuva. Let's say something negative is happening in my life. It's going to be a result of something that I've done wrong. And there's always room for me to do tshuva and change. I can change on a moment's notice. And therefore, I can expect that something good will happen, that things will change because of me changing. Not only is tikva hope a subcategory of bitachon, but it's one of the highest levels of bitachon. And the concept which we spoke about in the first opinion of understanding the Chazon Ish, go back to 2 weeks ago's podcast. So, dahainu ashava hanashis lekabel b'shivin ruachas kol ma'aretz hachayim. I need to be able, and this is a huge piece that's, I would say, missing from Western thinking. We don't want any problems. We want to fix all the problems. We don't want to look at any difficulties, problems. We don't want to look at the troubles. We'd rather them be buried where we don't have them. That's how we get away from them. Pop a pill. But it's possible to have shalva nafshis, which means serenity of spirit. It's possible to be in a place where no matter what happens, I'm calm. No matter what happens, I'm not knocked over. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah refers to as the second level in bitachon. So hoping that things will be awesome is a good thing. It's called bitachon. But also being okay in the context of things not being exactly as I want them, that's also called bitachon. And according to Rabbi Avram and Arambam, the son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avram, so that which was referred to as false bitachon by the first opinion in the Chazon Ish, that's actually the type of bitachon that everybody, all people, if we talk about the general populace, the way that the approach to bitachon is supposed to be, this is actually what's referred to as false bitachon is actually the bitachon, the real bitachon that we're all obligated to have. What we just referred to as the level of bitachon, which is where the person sees everything as equal, whether it's negative or positive, that's in the Rav Avraham and Arambam's understanding, it's referred to as Ma'alas Ha'afkada. The advantage or the positive attribute of Hafkada. What does it mean? Hafkada means Uperusha She'yavkira Adam Asin Yanov. Hafkada means to give somebody something to watch. I'm mafkid up pikadon. I say, will you please take care of my item? I'm going out of the country. Take care of this particular thing. I don't want it to get lost. I want it to be under someone's care. Sheyafkid adam asinyanav ayachan mem bidei Hashem. I take whatever circumstances that exist in my life and I put it in a box and I give it to Hashem. And I say, Hashem, you know what? I'd like you to take care of this. I'd like you to be in charge of this. I don't want to engage emotionally with this particular circumstance. And the person removes himself, empties himself of any kind of expectation or desire. He gets to the point where he says, Hashem, I'm giving this to you. And I don't care if it works out the way I want it to work out or not. Or if it turns out the opposite of the way I would have wanted it to be. And it comes out, Rav Raman Arambam says, in this level, that the person is happy with whatever Hashem decides. Hashem, I don't know what's best for me, Hashem. You decide for me. I give this to you. If you decide that it should be a different way than I think it should be, I'm going to accept that. That's a very high level of bitachon. If it can be counted amongst the levels of bitachon, because it's, you know, it's a very high approach. If it's not an aspect of bitachon itself, it's beyond bitachon. This is something that people on a very high level were able to do. There's a story with Reb Zundel Misalant. It was written in the annals of Jerusalem. It was the Rav of Jerusalem, and his daughter passed away. When he received the news, he got up and he said with simcha, with joy, he said the blessing of Dinah Emes. Because it says that you're supposed to say the blessing of Dinah Emes the same way as Hatov HaMeitzi, but that's obviously beyond anything that we can imagine. And we'll just wrap up here. Rav Aaron Rota writes that there are two in the Sefer Shemar Emunim. There are two aspects in Bitachon. One is that he hopes Hashem that Hashem will do what I ask. Hashem will fulfill what I the way I wish it to be. A higher level is that whatever Hashem decides for me is best for me. I'm okay with that. So obviously there's different approaches, different ways of thinking about it, but worth hearing all the different understandings in the concept of bitachon. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.